So having considered the symbolism of the cremation ground and the symbolism of the celestial maidens separately, it's time we considered them very briefly together and then concluded. So the symbolism of the cremation ground and the celestial maidens. The cremation ground and the celestial maidens are very different symbols. We can see that at first glance. One is rather terrifying. The other, perhaps, rather attractive, not to say fascinating. So one wouldn't expect to find them together. But in fact, we do find them together. The cremation ground and the celestial maidens together. We find them closely associated. And why is this? What is the connection between them? The celestial maidens, the Darkinis, represent our own upsurging energies, the energies that we need for spiritual advancement, for spiritual life, the energies that will carry us one day to enlightenment itself. These energies are usually spoken of as female, as Darkinis, but really they're no more feminine than masculine. As we saw, there are dark Rs as well as Darkinis. Now the celestial maidens, the Darkinis, as well as the celestial youths, the dark Rs, frequent the cremation ground. That's where they sing, that's where they dance with Padmasambhava, in fact with any yogi, anyone who cares to go there. But why the cremation ground? Why could they not go to some beautiful garden and dance there, sing there? Why the cremation ground? The cremation ground is, as we saw, the crucial situation. The crucial situation deliberately sought out, even courted. So the Darkinis are the energies that arise once you are within the crucial situation. They can arise, in fact, nowhere else. And what does this mean? It means, in very simple terms, that we are capable of far more than we usually think. It's not a question of finding the energy and then with the energy doing the job, as we usually assume. It's rather a question of taking up the job, knowing that the energy will just come. It means plunging ourselves into the crucial situation, knowing that the emotional upsurge from deep within ourselves will be there. It means taking our seat in the cremation ground, knowing that the Darkinis will then gather round. But to do this, to take our seat in the cremation ground, to plunge ourselves into the crucial situation deliberately, requires tremendous courage, tremendous confidence. But it's just this very thing that Padmasambhava did. It's just this very thing that every tantric yogi, whether literally or symbolically, does. The tantric yogi, the follower of the tantric path to enlightenment, lives in the cremation ground, with everything that that implies. He lives there with the Darkinis. From the tantric point of view, this living in the cremation ground with the Darkinis is the essence of the spiritual life. And hence the popularity of this scene, the scene of Padmasambhava and other yogis living in the cremation ground with the Darkinis, the popularity of this scene in tantric art. But when Padmasambhava is depicted in this way, he's not depicted in his most familiar form. We don't see him wearing his princely robes or wearing his lotus cap, etc. He's depicted in what is called his Heruka form. He's depicted, that is to say, as a naked yogi. And he's seated perhaps on a carpet of human skin, or perhaps on a pile of human bones. And on all sides there are dead bodies. On all sides there are blazing funeral pyres. And he rattles in one hand a small hand drum, the symbol of fearlessness. And he drinks wine from a skull cup, symbol of the great bliss. And all around him are the Dakinis. Some are dancing, some are singing, some are flying through the air, some are encircled by rainbows, some are embracing him. And the atmosphere of the place, the atmosphere of the cremation ground, is awe-inspiring and sublime. And the mood of the yogi, the mood of the naked yogi, is fearless and heroic. And he is the human consciousness itself. He's the human consciousness deliberately seeking out the crucial situation. The human consciousness face to face with death, face to face with fear, face to face with reality. He's the human consciousness surrounded by its newly awakened energies, the human consciousness aware of its own strength. The human consciousness determines to follow the tantric path. The human consciousness determines to gain enlightenment.